powerful when you begin to understand the implications. It's telling us of how the papacy receives its deadly wound, but at the same time, it's opening to us the story that's found in the next four verses, up to verse 43, and including verse 43. Verse 40 to 43 is the story in Daniel 11 of how the deadly wound is healed, and the story of how the deadly wound is healed, how the papacy in verse 42 and 43 comes to control the entire world once again, is told in these four verses, but it opens with how they are eliminated from the possibility to control the world. It's very, poetic in that sense. It's open with the deadly wound delivered, four verses later, the deadly wound healed, and in these four verses, there's, a great time period covered, but the fact that it opens there only grows in its significance as you see what these verses are telling us. Now, what this verse is telling us as you continue on is that even though the deadly wound is delivered here in the verse phrase, and at the time of the end, 1798, shall atheistic France begin a war against the papacy. But then it says, and the king of the north, the papacy, shall come against him like a whirlwind. Well, brothers and sisters, The rule for identifying the king of the south and the king of the north in Daniel 11 is simply found in that chapter of Bible prophecy, and it's king of the south, the power that controls Egypt, king of the north, the power that controls Babylon. And in the 1798 time period, the power that controlled spiritual Egypt, Revelation 11:8, and what Sister White says about Revelation 11:8 in the Great Controversy, the power that controlled spiritual Egypt during the 1798 time period was atheistic France. But as time progressed, there became another power into the history of the world in 1917 that more fully dominated and controlled the principles that define spiritual Egypt, and that power we know is Russia. Came into that position in the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917. Now, if you remember our last presentation, this is something that is not very often dwelt upon on presentations on Daniel 11:40. I've never heard it, but it's very sound and it's very significant from my perspective. In verse 38 of Daniel 11, as we looked at last time, the Virgin Mary and her role in Catholicism is brought into the narrative.